Try to find a space and time in which you can sit quietly and relax, removed from distractions. Settle yourself into a posture of ease, of alertness, and just sense how your body is in this moment. Feel your feet touching the ground, the touch of the air on your skin, your contact with your cushion or chair. And exploring what it is to inhabit your body, this intentional body, to inhabit this moment. And sensing the whole spectrum of sensations within your body. Those that are easeful, the parts of your body that feel more contracted. And cultivating that quality of inner listening, of receptivity. Just sensing the life of your body as it speaks to you. Sensing if there's parts of your body that feel tight or contracted. Just allowing them to soften. Allowing your shoulders to relax. Your face to soften. Just as much as possible. Cultivating an easeful way of being present. Sensing the sounds around you just now. And also the quietude. Mindful too of how those sounds just arise and pass. Mindful of what it is to listen wholeheartedly. Aware too of your mind of this moment. Whatever mood might be present. Whether your mind feels heavy or dull or bright, alert. And the thoughts that appear and pass away. And now just allow those thoughts just to sit in the background of your attention. Not trying to push them away, not getting lost within them. and exploring what it is just to begin to collect and gather your attention in an intentional way. Established within your mind body of this moment. The breathing process that comes and goes, arises and passes. Again, just listening to this present moment with all that it holds. Into that space of receptivity and sensitivity. Invite someone into the field of your attention, someone you know, who is in the midst of hardship or pain. Someone you know who's being asked to cope with loss or separation. It might be someone you know who is having to face great changes in their life through illness. Simply invite into the field of your attention some signal of distress or hardship that you've encountered today or in the recent past, the sight of a child in distress, the sight of an elderly person simply struggling to live. Just remembering one of these people, letting them sit in the field of your attention. If it's possible for you, visualize that person, their face, or remember their circumstances. You might even imagine them in front of you as vividly as possible. And simply sense every aspect of that person's distress or struggle. Being mindful of what happens within you. Your own response as you make that connection with the difficult, the painful in another. Sensing how the heart can tremble with empathy, with care, with tenderness. And consciously bring into that reality, that tenderness, your heartfelt wish for the relief of that person's suffering, the easing of their struggle, your wish for their well-being. and at a pace that feels comfortable. Bring those intentions into the phrases of compassion, just sustaining as fully as possible the connection you feel with the person in distress. May you be free from fear and danger. May you be free from sorrow and pain. May you find peace. Just letting those phrases sit in the mindfulness field. Not expecting that you have to feel something in particular. But listening inwardly as you sustain your connection with that person. Sensing your own responses. May you be free from fear and danger. May you be free from sorrow and pain. May you find peace. You may realize that the pain or the distress that this person is experiencing is pain and distress for which there is no solution, that it cannot be fixed, and that it may not disappear. Yet still it's possible to offer a compassionate presence, a compassionate connection. You can change the phrases that make them more relational. May you find healing in the midst of your pain. May you find peace in this sorrow. May you find ease in your heart. May you find healing in the midst of this pain. May you find peace in the midst of this sorrow. May you find ease in your heart. you find that your attention begins to get drawn into stories or narratives or reactivity, you can always just simply come back to the body. Feel your feet touching the ground. Can also bring that same compassionate intention to your own reactivity, your own sense of despair. May I find peace in the midst of this sorrow. May I find ease in my heart. As you bring these phrases silently forward, simply let them rest and resound in your being. Let your intentions fill your whole body and mind. Let your heart soften and open. As much as possible, sustain your attention in both the phrases and with the person you have invited into your attention. There will be moments when other thoughts intrude, moments your mind wanders, or you lose the sense of meaning behind the words. In those moments, just returning to the present, returning to the body as it is just now. Renewing your connection with the person in distress. At times you might sense that the compassion you feel begins to turn into despair, resistance, or fear. This is not a mistake. It's not something to struggle with or judge. You can let the phrases drop for a time. Anchor yourself in your breathing, your body, or listening for a few moments. Renew your sense of balance and attention, and then return again to the practice. Inviting this person into the field of your attention, holding them with a compassionate intention. May you find healing in the midst of this struggle. May you find peace in this sorrow. May you find ease in your heart. Once more, just bringing your attention back into your body. Taking a few moments to consciously soften again any areas where there's tension or holding. Perhaps take a few slightly fuller breaths, and with each out-breath, allowing your mind, your body, to increasingly relax and soften. With each out-breath, release any agitation within your mind. Allow your attention to settle fully within your body, within your breathing. Again, taking some moments to be aware of the life of your body, how it has been in the past, how your body is now in the present, and how it may be in the future. Sense how your body holds all the seasons of life, of birth, of aging, of death. Reflect on the joy and delight you have found within and through your body. Reflect, too, on the pain, the frailty and illness that is also part of your body. Take a moment to reflect on the painfulness of the fear, resistance, and blame you can bring to your body as it changes. As you open to the life of your body, sense how you are exploring and connecting with the life of all bodies. Sense whether it is possible to hold the pain, frailty, and aging of your body within a compassionate attention that is free of blame and rejection. If there is any area of your body that is painful or ill at this moment, bring your attention directly to that place of pain without demand or fear. Offer to your body the compassion that can embrace all struggle and suffering. May I find peace in the midst of this. May I find openness of heart in the midst of this. May I care for this body with compassion and tenderness. Let those intentions simply rest in the field of your attention, sensing whatever response arises. May I find peace in the midst of this body as it is. May I find openness of heart in the midst of this body as it is. As you are present, allow the stories of your body, your fears of the future, to soften and still. Sense any waves of resistance or aversion for your body that appear. Let them too be held within compassionate attention, rejecting nothing, embracing your body and your relationship to your body with an unconditional tenderness and care. May I find stillness within change. May I find the acceptance that allows me to be present in this body. May my body be at peace. Allow that compassionate attention to expand, to embrace the life of your mind, with all the things that your mind can do and experience. The times of confusion and chaos, the moments of stillness and calm, the times of obsession and anxiety, the moments of ease and understanding. Let them all be held within a compassionate attention. Sense the moments when your mind seems to be lost within cascades of judgment and blame. Sense, too, the moments when your mind is an ally, a friend, a refuge. Knowing the possibility of releasing the blame, the insistence, the demands that you place upon your mind. Sense the pain and sorrow of a mind not at ease with itself. Sense, too, the possibility of peace within a mind that is at ease with itself. Offer to yourself the compassionate attention that rejects nothing, that is free of blame, the compassion that can receive all sorrow. May my mind find peace. May my mind be at ease. May my mind be safe and protected. May my mind find peace. May my mind be at ease. May my mind be safe and protected. Allow your attention to expand to embrace the life of your heart, touching with tenderness the sorrow you can feel, the world of loneliness, of fear, grief, the sorrow of rage, jealousy, loss. Sense too the moments of joy your heart delights in. Intimacy, love, tenderness, appreciation. Aware that you can bring compassion into all the moments of turmoil and darkness your heart can hold. Offer to yourself, bring into your heart the compassion that has no boundaries, that can embrace all sorrow. May I find healing in the midst of distress. May I find the willingness to embrace all pain. May I find peace in all moments. Again, just allowing your attention to rest within those phrases, within those intentions, without insistence, without demand. Knowing them to be a simple gesture of tenderness, of care, of compassion for yourself. May I find healing in the midst of distress. May I find the willingness to embrace all pain. May I find peace in all moments. Moment by moment, open into the places you are prone to flee from or deny within your own body and mind. Receive the life you are living with a heart of compassion. soften into the healing that is possible in this moment. Rest in a compassion that can be boundless enough to embrace all sorrow.